So, what's Mahdawiyya? Well, generally speaking, Mahdawiyya is the belief in the 12th divinely appointed Imam, peace and blessings upon him. And we all know that the 12th divinely appointed Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, will reappear to bring balance to humanity and the universe. And it is also the study of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. And this is a study that covers a whole bunch of different subjects. It includes a study of the 12th divinely appointed Imam and the events surrounding his eminence, may Allah hasten his reappearance, in the verses of the Holy Quran, in the traditions of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and in the words of the Immaculate Imams, peace and blessings upon them, and the theological, jurisprudential, social, political, and cultural aspects regarding his eminence. The study of Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him, and Mahdawiyya also include the manner of awaiting the reappearance of the Imam of our time, peace and blessings upon him. And that's all pretty cool. Of course, this study of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is an important part of the Islamic seminary. But even secular universities have started to provide the classes of the study of Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessings upon him. But like we told you in the last episode, you should be very careful where you get that knowledge from. Otherwise, well, you should probably go and watch the last episode. So there are some really cool books about Imam al-Mahdi which you should definitely read up. The first is Ayatollah Baqir Sharif al-Qarashi's The Life of Imam Mahdi, Peace and Blessings Upon Him. The second one is Miqyal al-Makarim fi Fawaid al-Dua lil-Qa'im by Sayyid Muhammad Taqi Musavi Isfahani. And that one has two volumes, but it is super interesting. And it's necessary to study the 12th Imam, Peace and Blessings Upon Him, and Mahdawiyya, because when you do that, you start to realize how much the Shia brothers and sisters have in common with the Sunni brothers and sisters. And even more far-reaching than that, the similarity that the Shias have with the Christians and the Jews and all of humanity that believe in fundamental moral and ethical principles. So, start studying about Mahdawiyya and Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, wherever you are.